And I'm gonna let Jake stick around here because Jake and I
you went on your date.
Yeah, let me see. Before we get into this,
you know what? Jake too saw it as well.
Oh, did you go see? Oh, that's right.
He saw it last week. Yeah. I saw the day it came out. Yeah, I did see. I saw the day it came out.
That's right. You saw it before because we were talking about it. I want to thank y'all, by the way, for sticking around with us tonight. And people out there, I want to do something a little different too. I would like for some people when you go see the movie, especially when you have a movie like this where people might kind of have like these, because I can see some people after the weekend saying, yeah, I don't know what the critics were talking about. It's actually pretty enjoyable. I'm trying to avoid using the word split, but there's no way to do it. I think audiences are going to be kind of split on this a certain way. Still licking my wounds from Aquaman.
Yeah. Trying to hedge your bets.
Yeah. But
it's got a good shot at being number one.
I think it will be number one.
I don't see anything else beating it this weekend.
But I do want to get some people's opinions of it when you get back to from watching it this weekend. I'd love to see what some of your opinions out there are like. For a movie that might just kind of be polarizing with people, because when we were done, you can't say anything about audiences that you go see it with. But when we were done, there were some true comic book people down there, and they were clapping and laughing through the whole movie. And when they got to the end of it, they almost came close to giving that a standing ovation.
That's funny, because as I was walking out, because I wasn't sticking around for the credits, I was walking out, and I heard people like a group clap. And when they noticed other people weren't clapping, it just died down real fast.
Yeah. Stopped.
Huh? I mean, you went. All right.
No, you, man, you did not see the dude that was sitting.
Rolled down.
Yeah, he was the dude. Yeah, was the great Lebowski was in there. But no, this guy was. He was just. It was almost like he had just seen like an opera or something. He's just like, yes.
The greatest movie of all time. Yes.
Were you sitting near these people or something? Were you?
No.
Okay, because I saw you shaking your head. I thought
no.
You were. No.
I know what you're talking about, but no.
Yeah. I had a very enthusiastic audience sitting down for me.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Would you say he did this sequel way too late?
Nah, man. I think that.
Not really.
I think that if he had done it right, again, from my point of view.
Sure, no.
If he had done it right. He would have had a movie that was that made for a time that was primed for his universe to come together. Sure. If he had just been a less obvious writer and done what he's supposed to do, write a fucking movie, he'd be all right. He'd be all right.
But Cordy, I gotta have my twist.
Okay. Yeah. You know, twist yourself all you want to. I don't want to be around for that. Let me see here. So yeah, I'm gonna let Jake sit here on this one, man. So tonight, yeah, me and Jake, we had our date night. Jake paid for me to go see a movie with him.
Aww.
You buy the popcorn, Jake?
Yeah, he did, and I put the hole at the bottom of it. Yeah, this Jake and I looking stupid in the theater. Like there was nobody in there.
There was nobody.
Oh. We had actually Jake and I. I said, Jake, come on, let's take a picture. We had to wait for like a bright part of a trailer so we could actually take that because it was dark in there. That's why I'm looking stupid, but. We went to go see Replicas, and I had to go see this because I'd heard that this was, look, we are barely into 2019, and people are saying, you know what, that's okay, got my list halfway done. This is already probably the worst movie of 2019. Oh, wow. Right here. Wow. Oh, yeah.
They're about to bring tears to my eyes.
Yeah, they said that this is a Keanu Reeves movie right here, and they said, don't worry about it, man. People, this is... If you're looking for the shittiest movie of 2019, go no further than Replicas. This has Keanu Reeves. It's called Replicas because he's a guy that's trying to take consciousness from dead bodies and putting them in robots. And but then his family dies in a car wreck. You know, on a trip, his family dies in a car wreck, and you know, he's like, oh, you know what? Besides doing this robot stuff right here. Man, it's a good thing that our lab was doing cloning too.
Oh, right.
Say,
oh,
you know,
okay, because I thought I'd heard robots and cloning. I was like, it's got to be one of the.
Oh, Mark, no, you know, they have a robot lab, but conveniently, you know, this one guy just said, "Hey, I got this side project going on," and Keanu Reeves is like, "Well, we can bring my family back," and so that's what happens, man. You know, they try to do this thing where they bring all the members of his family back, except for maybe one, and. You know, in these kind of science fiction movies, because they are sort of cautionary tales too,
sure.
It does not go as smooth as he thought it would. You know, cloning.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Cloning people with the untested experiment. Because one dude says, "Man, I just finished cloning a pig, and it came inside out with a small head and was blind." And Keanu Reeves like, "That's okay, do it.
It's gonna work.
Yeah, I'll take the risk."
As long as she still has the vagina. Yeah, I'll
Dude. Oh, you know, let's see how this works out. Because at first I said, well, you know what? Maybe I don't need to go see this. It's the worst movie of the year so far. Probably of the year. But oh, no. Oh, Julie and Jake over here had to say, no, man.
It's not that bad. No, that's what he told me yesterday.
What's that?
I didn't say it was
no,
great.
You didn't?
No, you didn't say it was that bad. Yeah. You said, I don't understand the critics. Uh-huh. It's not that bad.
Those are your words.
You didn't say it was bad. You said it was badass. So I took your word for it, and I said, all right. Let me go ahead and go check it out. Now I have to go see it for myself because I got two different opinions over here. Who's right? Julie and Jake are the 99% of the other people who saw it.
They split me 100. They told me
yeah, all right.
They had a budget for that.
And I lost 100 minutes of my time on this. Or did I?
Is it that? Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
I know. You don't know. I might have a twist for you. You don't know. It might not be as bad as people say. You know, we never do go out there and have judgments based on what all the critics in the articles say. Let's take a look at Keanu Reeves and what people are saying is the worst movie of 2019, but is it Replicas?
Time since cardiac death.
7 hours, 15 minutes.
Boot the math easy.
And I will live
the human mind
forever.
My life's work.
Daddy!
That's what makes us.
You have kids that love you and a wife that adores you.
Time is mine, remember.
And we have scientists.
I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. I am this close.
Never has anyone been.
Martin, wait till you hear. You just laughing at the image. Wait till you hear.
I might have to arrest him because he drove that car through whatever swamp and into water, and everybody died, but he's fine.
Martin, you don't even know the half, man. You laughing at just what you saw. You don't even. And when I tell you about this, it's gonna even be dumber.
There is a reason human cloning is banned.
I'm dead.
What if something horrible goes wrong? Something already has.
This has got way out of hand.
I hope you're ready to go to jail.
The experiment's over, Bill.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
And I'll go on.
I love you.
Forever.
I didn't defy every natural law there is just to lose you again.
Dude.
So they're making video games too?
Yeah, that was CGI I was talking about.
Yeah, man, let me. Okay. Is it the worst movie of 2019? Are people people are being a little jumping on the bandwagon about it, being a little hyperbolic about it. Well, you know, let's go through and do a little step by step a replay of this, and I'll tell you. And one of the things that really disappointed me here. Let me actually bring up something, because now I'm looking at this trailer, I'm thinking about it, it breaks my heart, man. It really does. I have to say that one of the biggest things about this movie is that it really did hurt my feelings. Y'all know that I'm a huge John Wick fan right here.
Yes, you are.
I love John Wick, man.
Love those movies.
John Wick 1 I thought was great, man. Excuse me. Going and killing a whole mafia over his dog and.
Fuck you, Theon.
I thought that John Wick 2 was great.
Yeah.
And for years, I've had to sit here and defend Keanu Reeves against this man over here.
Yeah.
And Martin has been saying, "Look, man, I'm not a big fan of John Wick. If you like it, that's fine. But brother, just look at me in my eye and tell me that in that movie, Keanu Reeves is a good actor." And I say, he fires guns, Martin. He kills people, Martin. He's badass. He's got a cool car. He's got a beard. Come on, man. He's smooth, man. You know this guy. He's badass. But Martin, I have to finally sit back and admit, I'm still holding out. Nothing's gonna change my feelings about John Wick. I still love John Wick, but he cannot act in this. We got the same Keanu Reeves that we've been making fun of for years.
From back in the Dracula days.
Y'all thought George Clooney was bad by shaking that head. George Clooney would actually shake their head in kind of a cool way. Keanu Reeves shakes his head like a dog trying to understand shit. You know, and he has those Keanu Reeves pauses. But right at the beginning of the movie, they bring in a dead soldier. We see he's dead, and Keanu Reeves talking to his crew. This man is dead.
Oh my gosh.
We're taking his consciousness and putting it over here. I'm like maybe it'll get better. You know, I don't know, but it does it, man. Boot the mapping sequence. And are we supposed to believe he's a scientist? There's even one part where his family is back sometimes it's just creepy. The kid's like, "Dad, can we get pancakes?" I'm like, "Yes, pancakes." And it's like, "What the fuck, man? What's wrong with you?"
There's one part where he discovers his daughter has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend's name is Juan, and he goes like, "Hello, Juan."
Like, are you gonna turn to John Wick and kill Juan? Yeah, it's.
Oh, he does his own Wilson. Wow.
Yeah, but Martin, you were talking about that. You talk about that wreck.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh, Martin, let me tell you something. That I don't know if they had extra money to spend and just put some extra disasters in there, but the shit is like Final Destination.
Uh huh.
At first, a tree comes down, and then they almost get hit by a truck, and then they swerve, and they crash into the swamp. On the way down, the woman gets a twig in her chest. It's one Looney Tunes thing after another. And Martin, you are correct. Out of all that, the disaster that they've been through, everybody in the family dies. But who's the one that lives? The scientists that can bring them back.
Well, it's not so much you have a wreck and everybody dies with one person, but usually in those kind of wrecks, everybody goes to the hospital.
Yeah,
and one person might survive. They work on them and they survive.
Yeah,
but it looks like they all died. And he was able to pull them out of the water and just lay them on the ground like logs.
Well, they do explain that in the movie why they laid out like that. You know, they explain what happened to make them not call the police or call the hospital. There, you know, there is a, I hate it because you're making me explain something that's very stupid overall, but the one thing, it's funny that you're asking me this, because the one thing that you're mentioning right now is the one thing that does make sense in the movie.
Okay.
That, as dumb as that looks, that does make sense why he's doing that. Yeah. It's more ridiculous that, like, all of them die.
Yeah.
This man has a wife, two daughters, and a son, and all of them die. Oh. And the only one that lives is the scientist that can clone people and bring people back from the dead.
Uh-huh. And he's not even hurt, either.
He's not.
It looks like he had a couple scratches, but otherwise, he's not even hurt.
Yeah, he barely came. No, you know what he got? He got wet. He didn't get hurt.
Oh, it's John Wick.
Yeah, might as well be.
That's why.
It might as well be John Wick. John Wick is almost like Bruce Willis. He's unbreakable.
The only way to explain that.
They hit several things, crash into that water, and somehow he's the one crawling out the water. I was like, nah, man. No. This is already some bullshit with the writer you got going on. But
does it take place in Puerto Rico since it was filmed there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know the year, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But when the cloning happens that things really start to fall apart.
That's when they fall apart.
Okay. Yeah, Martin. At first, you're just kind of like, okay, this is kind of bad. And now we just getting the fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
He cloned so for starters,
spoilers.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but come on, man. Y'all upset about this being spoiled for you. You need to sit your ass down somewhere. When he clones his family, they all come back with the same haircut. His wife comes back, her legs are shaved, you know, she's all waxed and everything. And at first I thought like, okay, you know what, I can kind of let that slide. But then they showed the son. Son had the same haircut that he had when he was alive. Daughter has the same hairstyle, am I right?
Yeah. 100%.
And here's the dilemma that he has. So, okay, another dumb thing in the movie. In order to clone, they have to get these $1 million pods. Fortunately, they work at a lab that has the worst security in the fucking world. Dude goes back. They don't show up, but the dude had to go back in and make about 3 trips to bring out these $1 million pods, and ain't nobody asked him shit about it. He just drove it home.
You act like you belong there. Nobody will question
you. Yeah. If you look like you know what you're doing. And he brings it to the house, and he only – like, and the – what's
– Thomas Middleditch?
Yeah, the guy from
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
That is his friend in the movie.
That's his friend in the film.
Okay.
Yeah,
I liked him.
You know what? He is that guy is the I would say the probably the best actor in the movie.
I could tell that from the trailer, just those little bits there.
He's the best actor in the movie. He's funny. He's got the best lines. He has some of the best. First of all, he's still stupid like everybody else.
Yeah.
Because when somebody asks you, like, when you roll out there and you see 3 dead people on the ground and your friend is asking you to get some drums to clone them, that's when you say, I'll be right back. And you go straight to the police.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Corey, it was 4.
Oh, there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. 4 dead people on the ground.
And there's a fucked up twist to it.
Yeah. You go out there and you see 4 dead people on the ground. You go to the police. Because the whole time he's like, this isn't right, man. We're going to lose our jobs. It's like, no, man, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Yeah.
We're going to lose our jobs, man. People can't know
Corey,
about this.
You know why he was in this? Because he saw that Keanu Reeves was attached to it. And he's like, oh, Keanu, I grew up with Bill and Ted. I love that guy.
Yeah, you could be. I don't know. I mean, or he grew up with, or he saw John Wick and is a fan like me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sign up for it. But
yeah, he's like, ooh, I'm gonna be in the unnamed Keanu Reeves project. So you know what that is.
Yeah.
Shush. You didn't hear that from me.
This fool keeps going through the movie, giving you every reason why he should not do this, and he does it. He keeps doing. He verbalizes why they should not do it. He's like, oh, but okay, but this is on you, man. He's like, no,
it's on both of y'all.
No, it's on both of y'all, man. But he gets out there with these drums. So they only have 4 people dead. 3 pods, so they can't clone one person. Keanu Reeves goes into a hat and has to pull out the name of the family member that he just does. You know, hey, I'm just gonna play the lottery here.
Damn.
It turns out that his younger daughter Zoe, she lost. You know, so he's like, well, dang, that's a bitch. But
he didn't want to pick it though.
But you know what he said? He's like, look, somebody got to go. It ain't gonna be the one I fuck. <You know? laughs> He's like, these kids, because I don't think he put his wife in there. He's like, hey, you know, one of these kids are gonna go. And he said, I was tired of spending money on these little motherfuckers anyway. It turns out that Zoe is the one that loses. But when the clones come back, the clones know, they know everything. They know the routine for their breakfast in the morning. They know they have cell phones. They know their friends. But somehow nobody remembers little Zoe.
Oh, really?
That though.
Oh, did they? Did he actually?
He erased their memory.
He erased their memory. Yeah, okay.
I know.
So can I hazard a guess?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I see one of the robots come to life and it has an electronic brain. Does Zoe go into the?
No,
robot?
No, that's not her. Actually,
thank God.
No, they don't do that because
when you figure out who it is, though, wow.
Yeah, yeah. No, they actually it's a cool setup, but something's not right about it. And I'll tell you what's right about it in a little while, but. You know and you know what? Since when you're talking about I probably missed that part, so forgive me. I'm not trying to pick on the movie, but that is a fun part in the film when they show him going in and removing all of the pictures of mm-hmm. Zoe. It's kind of suspenseful when you know what's his name from Silicon Valley?
Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, when he comes in, he says, you know, hey, dumbass, did you call the school and tell them why your kids aren't there? You know, did you call your wife's job and explain why she's been out for 2 weeks? You know, and it's like,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and you know, that's actually kind of suspenseful because he's going through and he's having to backtrack. He's having to fake being the kids' friends. He's having to fake
on social media.
Yeah, he's having to go through and explain why his wife's not there. The teacher comes by and he's having to explain why she's not in school. You know,
it was her son. There's no person for his younger daughter, which I found weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they never say, where's Zoe? Have you seen Zoe? Which I'm like, aren't you worried?
And so maybe they really did forget Zoe.
Yeah. Also, he must have family pictures of her. Where is he hiding them?
They showed them on the wall.
Oh, okay.
Now, the biggest thing is that this movie's full of nonsense, man. So this is a guy who's trying to cover his tracks on this very illegal and unethical thing that he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's hiding the evidence of his daughter. Does he dig a hole and put it in there? Does he make a concrete block and seal it off or put it in a safe somewhere and bury it in the sea? No, he takes all those pictures, all the toys of little Zoe right there and just goes out there and just dumps it in the trash.
Oh.
For the trash man to come pick up at any point.
Not even in a hefty bag.
It ain't even a plastic bag, man. He just lays that shit out there for the trash man to recycle themselves.
By the way,
I always wanted a daughter.
When the cops came, you could just tell those were random cops. They just said, hey, come meet our movie.
Yeah, they were terrible actors too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the movie you could feel is cheap in a lot of parts. They have you said, the generic cops,
yeah,
which are bad. I mean I don't know if these are actors or not, but they come to the door because he needs, and they are the worst cops too. Martin, let me ask you a question. So here's the cops come up and they say, hey sir, good morning. We just want to let you know that and because he has to make a generator.
Yeah.
So this is how the generator gets done. The cops come up and they say, you know, buenos dias, we just wanted to let you know that all the, there's been something going on in the neighborhood. All the car batteries are missing from every one of your neighbor's cars. He says, is the battery missing from your car? And he's like, no. And they say, okay, have a good day. So it's like they don't see him as a suspicious person at all.
Especially they go like, wait, how do you know? Your battery's not me. You just know already. You didn't even check.
That
seems suspicious that everybody else's batteries are gone, but not his.
Them cops don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just want to go back to that beer.
Not at all. You know, they don't care. They just was like, well, as long as we're here, they told us to come to this house. We did it. Yeah, now we're gone.
Yeah, shit. They want to go. They want to go to the beach. Right now. They don't give a fuck at this point. Yeah. They're generic cops. They got generic henchmen. There's one shot where one of the henchmen even has a ponytail. So
when you say henchmen, is there a villain?
There is a villain in this. And you know something. There was a lot of things that I was going to let this movie slide on because, like I said, this is nonsensical, man. But a lot of it is just boring too. There's just a lot of going back and forth with Keanu Reeves, you know, with him on a computer, you know, them trying to get their lives straight, them just trying to get this thing, this experiment going. Even when they're covering, after the fun parts to come to their track, is covering their tracks. It's just their moments he's spending with the family that's just kind of dull. So it's not even one of those movies that is so bad it's funny. You know, you're just sitting up there just like, this is just dull. And the movie's like, oh, you want to laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I got something for you. Hey, Robbie. And they call out that robot. And that robot is the fakest looking shit. I know.
That is so fake looking.
I was like, you know, you sit there and you say, man, there's a lot of shit in this movie that does not belong on the screen. But how can you look at that?
That 10 frames per second.
That shit moves. It's a terrible piece of CG, and it moves like a stop motion animatronic or something.
Uh-huh. You can make this shit on iMovie practice.
Yeah, it looked like something out of Ray Harryhausen movie, man. Yeah,
you can make it on your phone, yeah.
Yeah, this. Look at this. It has no natural physics to it right. at all. And that robot came out, and I said, okay, you know what? It's funny because I'm not mad at the movie. I'm actually kind of endeared by how bad it got. I was like, wow, man, you went out your way to be bad.
Yep.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I couldn't be mad at it. So I was kind of just giving it some old bullshit. But then, Martin, I never thought that I would do this. I never thought that I would say, man, this is a really good fuck you.
Yeah. Really, really good fuck
this
you.
This is a real, because look, I can't let you get by with some bullshit when you throw something on the screen like that, something that looks bad on your television, you putting up on a fucking 4K projector for people to see how bad it is. No, man, you know, you earned a fuck you, but you made me laugh, so it's a good fuck you.
Okay, so I have to mention this. There's a part where, so Keanu Reeves, his whole objective when he's at work, he has to put a subconscious from some dead soldier into this robot. The robot is called the 345 Project. It's failing. His boss, Johnny Ortiz, who's the main villain.
Move up a little bit.
who's the main villain. Mm-hmm. He says, you got to get this done or it's all shut down. You're going to lose your job. So he's like, I got an idea. I'm going to put my subconsciousness in the robot. So he literally goes on a toilet, puts the thing in his eye, and that's just like...
Something that would probably kill you.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't they blind him or something?
Yeah, there's a scene in here where he takes like a 9-inch nail that's hooked up to a helmet and pierces his eye with it and goes back to work.
like a little blood.
Yeah, it's just like, a little tear coming out. Like, this is some shit you go to the emergency room for.
He puts his consciousness in a robot for a short while and then gets it back and goes
no,
to work?
He don't, no, he no. just puts it there yeah. and it stays for the rest of the movie.
But how does he go back to work?
Well, he, you know.
He's Keanu.
Fuck, I don't know. That's a good
question. Oh, Corey, you didn't mention the hilarious. They set up a sequel.
Yeah, that's what everybody's doing.
So Keanu bot, he saves the family. He's like, go, William. I'll take care of this. Johnny Ortiz dies. He brings back Johnny Ortiz to life. And it turns out the robot, well, am I correct? The robot becomes the main villain by the end of the movie. Like, Johnny Ortiz says, William, we have to do something. And then the Keanu robot, he turns around with a fucking suit on. And he's like, let's get to work. Yeah, and then it was like replica.
I was like, why the fuck does this robot have a suit on? Like,
well, the funny thing about that is when Keanu Reeves actually transfers his consciousness to this robot.
Yeah,
I don't even remember why. It's to save him, his family, or some shit, or to save himself. Anyway, it was to perfect. That's another thing. The movie just keeps going from back and forth. It's like, I'm working on this project to perfect putting consciousness to these robots. Oh, but then my family, and it's like, okay, just pick one because both this shit is dumb. But when the funny thing is, when that robot comes out that has his consciousness, the robot is actually doing a bad Keanu Reeves impression. The robot comes out and it's like,
well, he does act
like
a robot.
Yeah.
He's robotic.
Yeah. Yeah. And he comes out and he's like, let go of my family.
Don't worry, William. I'll take care of this.
And the robot wears a suit?
Yeah, the robot.
Yeah, at the very end of the movie.
At the end of the movie, the robot.
Like suit and tie suit?
Yeah, yep, suit and tie. Like
he's in charge.
Like Men in Black suit.
Yeah, like he's in charge.
There's no reason to. No, my man is right over here. There's no reason to put a suit on this dumb
Yeah, no
thing
fucking
right
reason
here
whatsoever.
The robot just could have been sitting in a chair, like, you know, looking like a fucking Bond villain or something. You didn't need to put a suit on him. Yeah. I was like,
well, the reason you put a suit on him is because it's awesome. Now I want to see this.
It, you want Martin? If that shit did, Martin, if that didn't look dumb before, put a suit on.
They put. I'm thinking this CGI with a suit.
They
on
put
top
on.
Of
they
that.
Put CGI. They put a suit on some shitty CGI, and that shit is moving like a. You ever seen them skeletons that you got in school? And that shit is moving like this.
Does it have those glitches where part of the robot shows through the arm of the suit?
Oh, I wish it did. No, it didn't.
They put time and effort into that. Yeah.
They put more effort into the suit than the robot.
For no reason whatsoever, Johnny Ortiz, when he's captured Keanu Reeves and his family, he points a gun at Keanu Reeves. He's like, I'm going to kill you. And Keanu Reeves is like, no! And he's like, but I have to kill Thomas Middleditch first. And he just randomly kills him for no reason.
Yeah,
I thought that was stupid.
But you know, the thing with that robot, man, John Ortiz, you've seen this actor before. This actor is...
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a character actor. And you see him in everything.
He was great in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, he was.
But there's a part where he gets attacked by that robot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And you can tell that he's just on the ground. And like there's a fake arm, just a plastic arm around his neck. And it looks so bad. Like, the guy, this man, you've seen him. He's a great actor.
He is.
He's good. But for that one moment, that's the worst shitty actor I've ever seen. He's like, he's on the ground like, and then you can tell, like, it's just taped to his neck.
Well, you got to keep a tongue. He just looks like he's...
Yeah. It's like, man, I know that's not attached to anything. Just get up.
Ever since I've seen him in Fast and Furious, does he ever play a good guy? Like,
oh yeah, I see
Silver Linings Playbook. He was a good person.
Yeah, I've seen him in, he's just a bad guy.
Actually, he's a good guy way more than he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he is.
As soon as I see him in the movie, I was like, well, there's my villain.
No, he's a villain in this, and I don't know what's more evil, him or that acting that he's doing at all. Boy, you should see that shit. It's just shaking and shit when he's trying to get it off. And I was like, there ain't nothing wrong with you, boy. Get up. It really is. I thought that people were exaggerating. They said this is the worst movie of 2019. Because it really does belong on video, man. I mean, and Keanu Reeves should not. I don't care what you say about Keanu Reeves acting. He's John Wick. John Wick, or somebody of John Wick caliber, should not be in this movie right
now. John
here.
Wick 3, this May.
Man, he's not actually John Wick.
He is to me.
He is to me, Martin.
He's John Wick in this movie, too. You can't mess with his family at all.
Oh, you forgot to mention, he brings back, at the very end, they bring back the youngest daughter.
Yeah,
they don't care
and don't give a fuck. Yeah, man, this is a spoiler talk with this. Y'all don't give a fuck. We're telling you things
a long time ago.
Yeah, man, we were telling you things that you have to see to believe.
Right,
you got to see this. The more we tell you, the more you have to. The more spoilers we give for you, look, our words mean nothing for what your eyes will see in this movie.
Yeah, I was just thinking that drunk show.
Oh, this would be a perfect drunk show.
Or is it too boring? Because you say it gets boring.
You would have to cut some parts out.
Okay.
But those parts that are good. Ooh, they're juicy, man.
Remember when the family had the little trackers on them? I was like, this is the most stupidest thing. Why do they have trackers on them?
Well, I understood that because he wanted to make sure that they weren't leaving because he didn't know how their minds were working. They were still new, and even though they seemed to be functioning okay, he could not trust them to be out in public too much. See, why are you making me defend this shit? You doing what you doing? Why are you making me? Why are you doing this, man?
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, it was already one of the worst of movies of 2019, hands down. But when that robot came out, that's gonna be some.
That is gonna be
some hard shit to top.
That's though.
I was laughing in the theater when the robot was running around.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe my eyes.
And in the end, when he's wearing that goddamn that Versace suit or whatever he got on, I was like, working in Dubai, man. He's running a company in Dubai.
He needs to run a company. They got to Dubai. He's like the head of the company.
He's running that company.
He running a company.
That motherfucker, he got brought to life and made a startup.
with the old guy?
Well, yeah, this
you,
is.
You want to live again?
Now, my question.
Well, in Dubai, he'd have more rights than a woman would.
That is true. That is true. Now, the huge question is, Negro, what did you see in this?
That was my question. I was like, all right, so what made you say it's not that bad?
It's just the idea of it. Man, I could really bring somebody back from the dead.
But you can't do it with this movie, can you?
Sounds like you can't even bring this movie back.
Yeah, exactly. Don't backtrack. Now speak your mind, brother. Yeah,
a movie that got me, that gets me thinking, I like it. Like, if you can get me out there, seriously, after the movie, man, what if this guy, am I on the wrong track?
It's funny, because I was thinking, what the fuck? You know, I wasn't thinking too.
I would tell my friends, I was like, man, what happens if you can really bring somebody back from the dead?
And he said, put the pipe down.
Can I tell you something, man? There are better movies about bringing people back. Yeah, from the Reanimator is amazing. I would even say
that's a B movie.
And that's a B movie. The Reanimator is awesome. Even not that remake, but the one from the 80s.
Flatliners.
Flatliners is even kind of a cool concept, man. Have you seen Flatliners?
No.
Have you seen Reanimator?
No.
Okay, don't you say nothing else to me about this movie until you see, though. I feel like I should give you homework for that. Go watch Reanimator, man. And even Bride of Reanimator. And Flatliners, man. Those movies are interesting. This is, and listen, I don't blame you, because this is a fun movie to watch. I love it. I love bad movies, as you know. And this is right up there. But you would defend this shit, man. Because with me, you like, hey, y'all let me know where y'all going. I can't wait to see this again.
Oh, no.
He was calling me all day. Hey, man, we going to see replicas?
Maybe it was the last popcorn I had. Who knows?
Yeah, me. Yeah, man. What shit?
A lot of people eat large popcorn.
Maybe somebody threw some
popcorn.
No,
but you liked it.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you see movies often?
Yeah, every week.
Okay, man, I got nothing.
You just like, yeah. You just like leaving the house.
pretty much, yeah.
So, Matinee, right? Matinee, that's what you told me. You ain't gonna turn back now. You told me Matinee. Nah, you stick to your shit, man. Matinee. But now, there's a fuck you and fuck you too. Oh, but it's a good fuck you.
You want to enjoy your time in there, especially the robots.
I did, man. I did. I had fun with it, man.
Robots wearing suits.
That robot, man. I wish I had a shot. I wish I had a shot of that robot in that suit, boy. That is something else.
Time since cardiac death.
7 hours, 15 minutes.
Boot the math easy ones.
And I will live.
Human mind.
Forever.
My life's work.
Daddy!
That's what makes us. Us.
You have kids that love you and a wife that adores you.
Time is mine, remember.
And we have scientists.
I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. I am this close.
Never has anyone been.